Hey Donald X, what is the story behind Scrying Pool?
All right. So Scrying Pool started out as a non-potion costing card observatory, plus one card, plus one action, which I've cheated and put on one line. So in the very early days, I set myself a limit that we'll see this card flaunting so hard. I set myself a limit that cards couldn't have more text than would fit using that font size that we see there on Observatory. And, if I didn't have a phrasing that fit it there, then I changed the card or I did something else. As a way to try to keep down the complexity level of the game. And on this card, I cheated and I said plus one card, plus one action, one line, which is like, really, that's not complex. And it's still possible. If I were making Dominion today, if I had come up with a good icon for plus buy as opposed to plus coin, then possibly the four pluses just would have been icons on like a bar, at the text box. And then certain kinds of effects, like Peddler with a bonus, suddenly have way more space to actually say what they do. And it's not like it's complex. It has the three kinds of bonuses. It just takes a lot of vertical space. But anyway, that all went away when the game was published because some cards got tweaked to have a clearer wording, and then oops, they had a lot of text. And of course, the initial layout guy didn't care at all about readability. So there's all these cards that have, like, if you look at Alchemy, there'll be this tiny font that you had to have for possession. And then there are other cards that have the tiny font because then he made that card next and didn't think, oh, there's plenty of space in this one, make the font bigger. But anyway, the font was so small. And at the same time, I wanted good wordings that obviously mattered more than fitting the text in a certain size. And for many years, that went away, but it's back. In recent years, I've really struggled to fit everything at the certain font size, though it is larger than smaller than this font size in this first observatory. But this certain font size for the cards, which is the larger font, and for the second editions, like there may be a card that survives that required the small font, and there's nothing I can do. But for new cards, I'm always trying to fit it in that larger size, and it's both to try to make sure there isn't too much complexity, but also, so the cards are more readable, especially for older people whose eyesight has gotten worse. You don't want tiny text. So anyway, that's a whole story about why it says plus one card, plus one action on one line there. Also, there's a period, just a thing that initially they had a period. So reveal cards from the top of your deck until the first non-action, draw the actions. So it's different from Scrying Pool in that it doesn't draw you the non-action it reveals at the bottom. Instead, it draws you a random card up front, in addition to not spying or anything. And so then this card went into Alchemy with a potion cost, and there it is. And I don't think that one is really different, although it's more spelled out what it's doing with the word reveal. And then the third version actually shifts which extra card you get to be the last card, which is nicer. It just felt a little more natural. And so in then Alchemy, and I think that one of these two, well, I can just check the file, can't I? Let's just look what Alchemy looked like in the old days. Alchemy was originally a large expansion. And so the large expansion version is just that first image. So it costs three in Alchemy. And then Hans-Im Gluck wanted to try having smaller expansions. And they were thinking real small, like three cards or five cards. And I didn't want to go below a certain size because I reasoned that people might own any random set of expansions, and I wanted the game to work regardless of which set they owned. And So if you make the sets too small, then you've thrown out the window any ability to have like villages and plus by and so on appear at a certain frequency. Maybe, you just got some of the sets where they're lower or higher and your experience is all different as a result. And so I didn't want to go below a certain size and I decided I could agree to 12. And they said, okay, and we did this. And this turned out to be a failed experiment, really, where people just really like big expansions better. But it was a thing briefly that, okay, now somehow there have to be small expansions. So anyway, so I worked on alchemy as a small expansion, and it turned into this observatory that cost a potion. And then alchemy was lacking in attacks. And so I grafted spy onto scrying pool because that was the most natural thing I could do looking at the file. This was just a stupid thing. Like, I either needed to just replace a card in order to have a reasonable attack or live with it being low on attacks. And the scrying pool makes this pretty card that's draw all the actions from the top of your deck into this word monster. It also makes the card drastically slower because it's not fast to reveal cards from the top of your deck until an action, but it's way slower to first ask a question of each player and answer it for them, right? Of get to keep their card. So in games in real life, scrying pool is just it's way too slow. A problem that spies in general have, but scrying pool has it extra bad. At some point you'll be like, okay, you can keep that on your deck for the rest of the turn. But you want to build this scrying pool deck because unlike spy, it's a powerful card. And so we're all scrying as much as we can and having to say, everybody show me your top card. So that is the thing I regret in Alchemy. And I think these last two versions are probably just, let's just see. So the penultimate version here, it doesn't actually scry for you. You get all the actions from the top plus one more, and everybody else is fortune tellered. They reveal cards until a victory card and leave that on top. And then the final version is the spy instead. And these days, I actually prefer the fortune teller approach because it's faster. Because, like, if it was this scrying pool, everyone else would just do it and then they'd be done. And when you played the second scrying pool, it wouldn't do anything. So it would resolve faster. But at the time, that was not so much on my mind. And there you have it, scrying pool. This one has way more story, even though it's just five little images.
Hey Bards, what do you have for us today?
Born by the sea, raised on its shores, she could see the future, but only a little. And what she saw brought ruin, and what she saw brought pain. She could see the future, but only a little. Your future, you see, is not yet woven, and the patterns in the deck she could tweak. She could tweak the future, you see, but only a little. And they wanted more. So they hated her, and hunted her, and despised her for her gifts, and they cast her out into the waters. So she painted her hair bright, and by the pale torch light, she cursed their futures, but only a little. And now she has left us, no more to bring slogs, never a chance to trigger guard dogs. I know she brought pain, but only a little. And in a way, we miss her, but only a little.
I'd like to thank you, Shanahan, but only a little, for that wistful send-off to Sea Hag.